Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Andrew Yang is back and talking about WWE's independent contractor classification.
Dynamite beats Monday Night Raw in the ratings for the second week in a row.
We've got an update on AEW's backstage morale at the moment.
And an update on Triple H returning to WWE. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, let's talk about Andrew Yang. If you remember, of course, he's the US politician. He's a member of the Democratic Party. He is a former mayor.
Yeah.
He wanted to be the mayor of New York City. He was a candidate for that as well. But like in wrestling terms, he was very vocal last year, late last year, around about the time the third party platform ban was coming in WWE. Very outspoken about WWE's classification of wrestlers and wrestling in general's classification in wrestlers, it should be said, as independent contractors, unionization, bunch of stuff. Paige was very vocal at the time. Zelina Vega, which of course failing to adhere to the third party party deal led to her being released, and she was eventually brought back. But Andrew Yang at the time promised that if Joe Biden was elected president, he would be in a position to be able to do something about this and look into the issue. Well, nothing happened. It just kind of went quiet for like a year or so, but now he's back and he's tweeted the following. Had a call with the Department of Labor. If you are a current or former WWE performer who feels you were misclassified as an independent contractor, contact, and then the Twitter tag of this lawyer, and let's get you what Vince owes you. Uh-oh. Been a long time coming, but this storyline is real. So the lawyer he's tagged here is Lucas Middlebrook. He has experience. He represented former UFC fighter Leslie Smith in 2018. Her case against the organization, against the UFC, was that she had been unfairly dismissed or released, she believed, as part of her efforts to unionize fighters through Project Spearhead, which is a group that works towards that. So Middlebrook has experience working towards this kind of thing, but there is a bit of understandable cynicism here towards Andrew Yang and his tweet and everything else, because last year, you know, the thing came around and then it went silent for a while. It's also a long-running issue in pro wrestling, independent contractors, unionization, all of that stuff. We've spoken on this a lot in the past, but it's now coming to the forefront again, and it feels like we're going to have this conversation for another while longer.
Yeah, I hope something happens this time. Like you say, it's so frustrating because the spotlight so often, like you say, whether it's Andrew Yang talking about it, or we all remember the Last Week Tonight with John Oliver episode focusing on WWE and, you know, unionization. It feels like they talk about it and maybe finally we're going to get, you know, some change. It's, you know, taking it back to the good old Jesse Ventura days and what have you. And then people get distracted and talk about Nicki Minaj's cousin or whatever it is, and then
Trinidad
nothing happens.
Bollocks.
Yeah, nothing happens because they're not, you know, getting such focus on WWE, such negative publicity. Do you think this will be any different?
It's really hard to forecast either way. And of course, we should note that most of the wrestling industry classifies its workers as independent contractors. Hmm. And, you know, Yang's tagging WWE in this because they're the biggest organization, pretty much.
AEW does this.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's an industry-wide thing, and, you know, it's kind of hard to forecast what's going to happen here because so many people in the past have come out and gone, yes, I will champion this, and then nothing's happened. I do believe there's always a bit of pushback within the industry on things like this as well. You know, we're always in favor of the workers on this channel, and we always speak about how exploiting the term independent contractors to really enact rigid control over people you're treating as employees is bad faith and everything else. So there's a lot that could be done to improve the industry behind the scenes, of course. Mm-hmm. I would be hopeful of something positive coming out of this, whatever form that may be, but I think the cynicism is definitely earned.
Yeah, let's hope something changes this time around, because like you said, when we were talking about it, God, a year ago, amidst that whole third party thing, you felt like, well, something's got to give here. Yeah. They can't say, right, well, you know, you're not an employee, but what? You can't do stuff on the side as well. Yeah. It was such double standards, and yet here we are, and once again, you know, companies, not just WWE, like you say, are just sort of getting away with it because, you know, the public conscience moves on to the next hot topic next week.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tough one. Yeah. A really tough one.
We'll keep you posted, hopefully, on any developments with that one, though. Speaking of developments, let's talk about the TV ratings. They came out for Dynamite last night, and everyone on Twitter got very excited because, once again, Dynamite has defeated Raw in the crucial 18-49 demo. Raw did a 0.43. Dynamite did a 0.44. Now, the viewership was down for AEW Dynamite from 1.3-ish million to 1.17 million. Still the fourth highest rated in the show's history. And, you know, a real indication that despite their hot shotting, and this is, you know, not blaming anyone, certainly not putting anything on Big E, because I hope he can be a catalyst for a real change on Monday Night Raw. But all the, you know, title match and promising of cash and stuff, they were up against Monday Night Football. I understand that for the first week of the season. Mm-hmm. It didn't change things. And arguably, I was chatting to Sidgwick this morning on the way in. I mean, next week could be an absolute monster for Dynamite. Yeah. They're, of course, doing Grand Slam from Arthur Ashe.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, this week's number is very interesting again. I think AEW was always going to be down on last week. You can only have your, you know, the buzz from the post-pay-per-view, the most successful pay-per-view in company history, business-wise. You can only have that for 1 week.
And they only really advertised, I mean, only, Adam Cole's in-ring debut and a last-minute, you know, huge match with the real stars of the show, 2.0, and just Moxley and Kingston fellas.
So it's always important to look at the reasons for these numbers. I think a lot of people week-to-week just go, that was down, that must have been bad, or that was up, that must have been great, or whatever. But, like, yeah, those are the AEW factors, and last week they had the first appearances of Adam Cole and Daniel Bryan, so they had a really So they had a really good week last week. It was always going to go down this week. But WWE, of course, had the football as well, which is dragging, which would have dragged that down to a level as well. So there's all kinds of things to come into play. WWE's going to have Monday Night Football competition now until January, I believe. So they're going to have a rough time on Monday nights. AEW's got Arthur Ashe next week, like you said. You'd expect them to do a good number and an improvement on this week's. Look, we're going to see this happen more often. The 18 to 49 demographic is the one on which these shows are ranked by the television industry. It's not just pro wrestling. A lot of people out there go, hey, pro wrestling made up this thing to be biased or whatever. No, man, it's how the industry, like, educate yourselves on these rankings if you disagree and if you throw out terms like biased numbers or whatever. What's the most ridiculous one I heard? Oh, yeah. Numbers don't lie, but liars use numbers.
What?
But we should move on. We should move on to our next story here because ratings talk gets people annoyed.
Yes, enjoy the comment section today.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your favourite month?
We haven't decided yet. PW Insider's Mike Johnson has come through with a report on AEW's backstage morale, and it's good news. It's good news. Things are going well. Morale is very high behind
the
scenes.
No bollocks, just Johnson.
Oh, gee whiz. Yes!
Someone tweeted me yesterday saying, no stains, just Haynes for Cassidy Haynes at bodyslam.net.
That's the one.
Yeah. So anyway, what are we talking about?
Shout out to Cassidy. Morale, AEW.
Just like here.
Exactly.
We all have to. We don't have to be mad to work here, but it helps.
We enjoy having fun at work. Okay, Mike Johnson, get back on
track. Everyone's happy.
Get back on track. Everyone's having
a
good
time. It's all good,
baby. I had a donut for breakfast. It's okay. Cassidy, Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson, no bollocks, just Johnson. I've derailed this, I do apologise.
He's gone off the goddamn tracks. Mike Johnson notes the morale in AEW is very high ahead of Arthur Ashe Stadium. Apparently everyone wants to be part of this show. Everyone understands that this is going to be a huge milestone in company history. So everyone's cognizant of that, and also this is part of the story as well, they're aware that they're technically outdrawing WWE in New York City. SmackDown did around about 13,000. WWE announced 14,000, but if you look into the actual numbers, wrestling cooks the books all the time, attendance-wise, is what we're seeing. Dynamite and Rampage, Grand Slam, all that stuff is currently sold about 18,500. So there you go. Bigger arena, of course, everything else. But yeah, it's good to hear. It's an exciting show. You like to hear when wrestling's doing well. And
I said this so often when you sent this story through this morning. So often we sit here and go, backstage morale, terrible in WWE or wherever it may be. I'm not trying to compare the two, but it's just nice to hear. Yeah, everyone's feeling really great about it. The TLDR here is ahead of the show in the tennis stadium. The backstage morale in AEW, Andy, is ace.
You just dropped the deuce.
His name's Andy Murray. I've just realised. Sorry, I just put those two things together. Right, let's
around
finally.
The pool table on a Monday afternoon.
Let's talk. He's shooting. It's fine. Let's talk about Triple H. Because Dave Meltzer on the latest episode of Wrestling Observer Radio providing an update on when you can expect him back. And, well, it's not for a while, in the words of Dave Meltzer. Obviously, recently, he underwent surgery following that cardiac event. Again, all of us here at What Culture wish him well in his recovery. Apparently, Shawn Michaels took over in Trips' absence. Kevin Dunn, as we also reported, was at the Capitol Wrestling Center for the broadcast of the new NXT 2.0.
Like Fallout.
Yes, and Vince McMahon was also involved. He didn't, you know, necessarily have his fingers in all the pies, but he was a key guy backstage. But yes, I suppose this is not exactly surprising. I know they're bonkers in WWE, and we see people get injured and do insane amounts of recovery incredibly quickly, but this is not something Trips should be rushing back from.
Serious issue, and at the core of it, it's a beloved husband and father who has suffered a very serious health incident. So you cut through all the wrestling bollocks, you get to that, and there's nothing more to say other than get well soon, hope he makes a full recovery, and hope he is back on his feet before too long. All the best.
I just use this as an example for everyone out there. It's okay to say you need to take a second to recover from whatever it may be.
Just be a human being.
Exactly.
Just, you know, don't be weird.
Just be nice, eh?
It's Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to get down on Friday.
Indeed, Rebecca. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. First question today comes from Andy. Not this one, a different one. Andy says, good morning, fellas. Seeing that Johnny Gargano's contract is expiring soon, if he were to re-sign, what do you think the chances are of him being brought up to be the main roster to be heel Keith Lee's manager? I actually think he could pull that off. I don't think he should.
You know what? I think he would actually do a very good job in the role because he's very good at being a little annoying twerp.
Yeah.
Like, that's his character on NXT TV at the moment, and he's great at it. But it would also be obviously neutralizing, you know, some of his biggest strengths, that being his wrestling and stuff. So, I appreciate the humor of the question 100%, and I think he would do a good job. However, I think Jonathan Gargano would be much better served staying in NXT for as long as he can.
Yes, indeed. And whilst we're on the subject, actually, massive congratulations, easy for me to say, to the Garganos who revealed it's going to be a baby boy. Yeah. Brilliant gender reveal video. You should go and check it out.
Popping
on their
balloons.
Social meds. Sean X gives us our second question of the day. Serious one, they're saying, morning, gents. With the revelations from Dark Side of the Ring, can we finally lay to rest the romanticism of the Attitude Era? What about the Attitude Era? For people who are unaware, explain what he's referencing there.
Plane Ride from Hell episode last night, which is the Plane Ride from Hell is this thing that generations of wrestling fans, or certain generations of wrestling fans, have come to take as this kind of, whoa, the lads are on the booze trip. Oh, look, he got his hair cut off. Oh, Brock Lesnar and Kurt Hennig, they had a brawl. It's just wrestling.
That plane nearly fell out of the sky because of that.
Yeah, but at the core of it, it's something entirely darker and entirely more troubling. And I hope that episode was educational for people who've been led to believe that this was just some mad wrestling trip. You know, there's all kinds of grim, gross, sexual, like, abuse stuff in there. I'm going to cover it in a video later on today, so for more detail on that, check it out. It's an episode I think you have to watch, really, because you have, like, accounts from the flight attendant, one of the flight attendants, Heidi Doyle, from the first time, and it's an important watch for all wrestling fans. But to kind of circle back to your question there, I think that there are a lot of really unhealthy, really destructive, really dark, really awful behaviors that have been ironed out in wrestling since then, and hopefully locker rooms today are a happier place, but I don't think we're there yet, and the progress continues, absolutely.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, the Attitude Era was a classic time to be a wrestling fan. It's a time when you and I grew up watching wrestling.
Yeah.
But when we look back, we think it was all, you know, Stone Cold giving people stunners and The Rock cutting awesome promos. And in reality, if you go back and watch some of the stuff, it has not aged well. Yeah. And a lot of it, large proportions of it, you think, like, oh, Monday Night Raw, it's crap now. What was it like back then? Yeah, there was some largely crap segments back then as well, and a lot worse wrestling.
But, you know.
Exactly. So make sure you watch Andy's video. It's going to be fascinating on that, the things we learned from the dark side plane ride from hell. And we'll conclude with a question from Matt Thorne, who says, morning, gents. Do you see the upcoming match between Miro and Fuego del Sol as a catalyst to put the TNT Championship on Sammy Guevara after he makes the post-match save? Is that tonight on Rampage?
That is tonight on
Title versus Truck, or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah, that's right. Title versus Car, I believe. So it's even weirder. AEW loves car stuff. They love cars. Absolutely. I mean, there is a spoiler doing the rounds.
Ooh.
So if you don't want to see that, just stay away from it. I'm not going to tell you what it is on the video because you've come here not expecting to get spoiled.
Surprise!
So there is something around the next move of the TNT title going around already. But look, Sammy was backstage with Fuego. So, you know, it would make a natural storyline. And I think him and Miro would have a tremendous match.
Yes, it would be absolutely spectacular. I'm still having my fingers crossed. I don't know anything about this spoiler, so I can say what I like here. Hoping for a rematch between Kingston and Miro, especially when they're, you know, in and around Arthur Ashe and what have you. Feels like it's either set up to have that match or at least establish that that rematch is happening, because D's Nuts got a bit screwed in
They were certainly redeemed, weren't they?
Oh, they definitely were. But Sammy Guevara would be a hell of an opponent. And also, in terms of people to take it off Miro, I mean, Sammy does some bloody bonkers stuff, and that would be believable to potentially put down what has been an incredible character turn from Miro. Let's move on to today's And Finally, and just something nice to end the week with. That fan who we all saw crying when CM Punk debuted on Rampage?
Rampage,
yeah. I was just double-checking there. Debuted on Rampage, obviously all the mad shots of the crowd, and there was that one fan crying, and then idiots online thought it'd be funny to take the piss out of him. Yeah, God, imagine showing emotion at wrestling. Well, good news, long story short, CM Punk's met up with him. Everything's great in the world.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. And look, I said it at the time, and I'll say it again. If you're one of the dopes who was on there mocking this guy for getting involved in the moment, you wish you have ever been at any point in your life as into wrestling as this fellow was in that moment. So wise up. He's more into it than you, and you're probably really jealous of that.
And then now thinking, oh, maybe I should shoot a video of me crying so I get to meet CM Punk.
I want to meet the butcher. But no, this is just nice. It's nice.
I think if I met 2.0 in person, I would genuinely burst into tears there. Because they're the real draws, of course. Another
success this week. They're in the main event.
And they're not on Rampage. Oh, 700,000. You know, someone, when they are. Oh, a million.
Someone in the comments got really upset when we called them draws yesterday. It's like, come on, brother. Have a laugh.
You get a taste, huh?
Yeah. You want to take a swing at me?
Ah.
Dave XXO95.
What about you, sweetheart? Huh?
Anime avatar. Yep.
Love Matt and Jeff.
Let's cut this off.
I'll fight you if you don't like Matt and Jeff.
I will fight a dog for Matt and Jeff, and I love dogs.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that. And all of today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Got the SmackDown preview, you got the Rampage preview, you got Wrestle Culture with a hashtag bloody good quiz coming later on today. Make sure you check out Andy's Dark Side video as well later on. Plus, Lee can let us know your Twitter questions. On Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Hylicism, which is another word for materialism.
Ah.
Don't be material.
Exactly.
Madonna.
And a H today also stands for Happy Birthday, Anne Louise. It's my wife's birthday today, and now I don't have to get her a present because you can all go and say happy birthday from me to her, and that's basically the same as buying like nice stuff, isn't it? Like a nice tweet. Come on, hello.
Long suffering wife, we should.
Oh my goodness me!
Imagine living
she's
with
been
guy.
Through the ringer over the last. You're going to be stuck at home with your husband. I'm what? Titus are worldwide. Love you, babe. Right, okay. Let us know your thoughts on all of that. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn, and Oh, I'm in so much trouble.
What a weird video realized. This has been,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Been a good one. It's Friday, I apologise. Right, you can follow him at Andy H. Murray, as he said. I don't know why I'm repeating myself. Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon. Sorry, love.
Shouts to Rebecca Black.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.